Baño.
Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse.
What the f- wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Yeah, it's Monday again. Easter Monday, it's not a holiday, black people. It's not a holiday. I know y'all made it a holiday, but it's not one. 45 degrees right about now in Charlotte, America. Spring break for CMS. Yeah, them kids gonna be out of school, though. 79 is actually high. We're gonna call it, go ahead and call it at 80, because that's what we're gonna talk about at. No rain in the forecast or nothing but sunshine almost all week long. Got a little slight chance of rain right now later in the week, but we're in the mid to late 70s all week long. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How was your Easter?
Ooh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
You did anything?
Yeah, we went down to Greenville, South Carolina for the weekend, and you know, hung out, did a little bit of sightseeing, and they have some beautiful waterfalls that are down there. That's what we did. We went on a little adventure.
Also, in the madhouse with me this morning, I say, what's up, the committee? Bye bye.
I say, good morning.
South side.
Good morning.
North side.
Good morning.
West side.
Good morning.
East side.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How was your holiday?
It was good.
So you did anything?
Easter was good. No, we, you know, we just had family come over. Did the Easter egg hunt with the girls, and that was about it.
No, I didn't know what to do. Man, you know what went down last night, man, the Versus battle. I was about to say Ronda Isley versus Earth, Wind & Fire, but the Isley brothers versus Earth, Wind & Fire. Boy, they was doing their thing. Mm. I ain't watched the whole thing. I watched, like, the first, probably about the first 30 minutes.
Check it out. Been the longest Versus.
They said it was about 4 hours.
It was.
Yeah. I watched, me and the family, we watched King Kong last night.
That was good too.
King Kong versus Godzilla. We tested out our new surround sound, you know, and I, you know, made us feel like we was at the movie. So yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter wanted to watch it, so we got the whole family together and we all watched it together.
That's all right.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of predictable.
Yeah, well, you know.
But it was still good.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
A lot of folks have been talking about it. And it was like, I ain't gonna say I hate, cause I'm one of them people, I'll do it too sometimes. But they was trying to spoil the movie. You know, you say, I'm watching such and such. They be like, alright, this is gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got offline. Yeah, and told them, y'all better get offline if y'all don't wanna know what happened, cause folk gonna spoil it for you if you put it on the line that you watch it. And then, yeah, tap in and they gonna tap in. So I'm gonna tell y'all what happened to me on Friday. Y'all didn't work on Friday, so let me tell you what happened to me on Friday. I actually locked myself out the studio.
Wait, what?
So Manny, you know, who works for KISS 95.1, mm-hmm. You know, they was here, they was doing them on the show. And he came in and he said, it's a box outside for you and DJ Butterfingers. So I thought I grabbed my bag with my key in it, I mean with my wallet in it, because my badge to get into the door is in my wallet. But I didn't. I grabbed my key fob, which doesn't work on that door. And boy, let me tell y'all, I was locked out for about 10 minutes. I had to do some MacGyver type stuff. So what I did was I took the chair outside, like right there under the front desk. Mm-hmm. And I shoved it up under the thing, because under the front desk, it's got the button to open the door. So I shoved the chair under there and made it push the thing.
To
and I
keep
ran.
It open?
Yeah.
So
I had to, I had to figure it out. Take it back to the hood days, you know what I mean?
So, you can put a piece of tape on it next time.
When no tape out there?
There's tape on the front desk.
I went none out there Friday. I promise you, there was nothing up there on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just next time, hit it and go in from the other direction.
Or bring the right key.
Yeah.
Because that's I've done it before. Yeah. And so you, instead of running all the way around the desk to get in to this mm-hmm. door, just hit it and you can make it to the other door on the other side. Uh-huh, the door on the countryside, and then just walk around. Mm-hmm. You can make that one.
I don't know.
I've done it a couple of times myself.
Yeah, I locked myself up. Yeah, I missed the whole first opening of the show.
But tape is tape is the easiest method.
Yeah, but when that out there. Yeah, I thought about it. When no tape out there. When nothing out there, but my box. That was from me and DJ Butterfingers. All right, man. Y'all welcome to the Morning Madhouse this morning. Don't lock yourself out of work. I had to break into work. Who would really, would you really break into your job to get in, to go to work?
I'll wait.
Yeah. Yeah, but the show was going on because I had already started the sig, so it was already going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was cool though. Mm-hmm. Today's inspiration power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Vision is the one essential ingredient for being an original in a day of copies. Let me ask you this. What is your vision? What do you see as your preferable future? Vision is the ability to see God's presence, to perceive God's power, to focus on God's plan despite the obstacles. With vision, your attitude stays positive rather than negative. It's optimistic rather than pessimistic. With vision, you can withstand temptation, cynicism, and doubt. However, there is no magic wand to wave over your future and put everything in place. Remember, vision requires determination and a constant focus on God who holds your future. Even in this world that is negative and hostile, with eyes of faith, you can fulfill the vision for your life and live as the unique person that you were designed to be. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Another Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yeah, 6:05, 5 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Yeah. How today is gonna be right near 80, already at about 45 degrees this morning. Y'all know how we do it inside. Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse, time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
Your Madhouse question is being brought to you by our home improvement contest. Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win $5,000 in our home improvement national contest. Okay. $5,000. Excuse me. You can, you know, you spend a lot more time at home. So make it the best space that it can be. Once again, power98fm.com is our $5,000 home improvement national contest. Today's Madhouse question of the day is, what two celebrities would you like to see date?
I think I'm going to go with, I like to see some old school love. I like to see Eve break up with her man, and I like to see her date Machine Gun Kelly. I think Eve and Machine Gun Kelly might make some magic together. That's who I go with.
after seeing Ron Isley last night, I wouldn't mind dating that old man. So I'm gonna say me and Ron Isley.
You said celebrity.
Well, I'm putting myself out there to get with Ron Isley.
What celebrities would I want to see date? I don't really care about celebrity relationships, but if I had to pick, I would say Meg Thee Stallion and Lil Boat.
And Lil Yachty?
Yeah.
That'd be weird.
Lil Boat.
That would be definitely weird. What female got a lot of kids? Because the NBA young boy need to date somebody else with a lot of kids so they can make a tribe together because he got a lot. We got Sam, 21 years old. Got
he's still on the run.
Nah, he locked up. The judge didn't grant him no bond, so he locked up. Mm. He ain't getting out. Yeah, they sent his fans into a frenzy, like over the weekend, because the judge said he ain't getting out. No bond. They told NBA Youngboy. No bond. So, yeah.
Well, so much for him.
Yeah, how did we get in on this?
You can hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry!
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Well, a lot of people have been wondering when we were going to get some new music from Bobby Shmurda, and it looks like sooner than later. He has confirmed that he has new music on the way this month. He shared a picture of himself heading to the studio and wrote, "Dropping something this month. Watch your heads." His last release was back in 2014, and it was his debut EP, Shmurda, She Wrote. So, new music from Bobby Shmurda on the way. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Y'all know what it is, man. Monday, a lot of y'all back to work, man. CMS on spring break. But, hey, you know what's coming up inside the madhouse. I know you want smoke with somebody this morning. You got a little beef with somebody. You need to get off your mind, get off your chest. Who you want smoke with is on the way. It's going to drop by 6:40. Get ready to get it in right now, though. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-009. You already know what it is. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, the baby right there with that masterpiece. 6:24, 24 minutes out of 6 o'clock, coming up at 6. 6:30, we got your Madhouse Classic throwback. 6:40, who you want to smoke with? You woke up this morning, or it's been brewing on your mind over the weekend, and you just got to get it off your chest. Who you got beef with? Who you want to smoke with this morning? 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. You could also stop by Instagram pages and answer that Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We were asking you, what two celebrities would you like to see together?
I like to see Eve and Machine Gun Kelly date. Also, I would like to see Post Malone and like a JT date too. I think Post Malone and JT. He can go and take off from Lil Uzi Vert, cause I don't know what her and Lil Uzi Vert be doing. Yeah, I don't know what they into. They kind of weird. Talked about them on Friday. There was something going on over there on they live. Who you got?
I really can't think of anybody. So I said myself with Ron Isley after seeing him last night. That old man
looked
good.
I said Meg and LeBeau.
Meg and LeBeau.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meg just said she wanted to date Young Miami.
That's weird.
I mean, that's what she said. I mean, she probably was joking. Yeah, she probably, but then again,
it's
you know.
It's 2021.
Yeah, you just never know.
Never know.
But I just seen her kissing on Potters and Fontaine last week. Yeah, with LeBeau, so I don't know. She said.
Never know.
I think her tweet was something like, I was afraid to say it in person, but. Oh, yo, I want to date Young Miami. Young Miami?
Do your thing.
I ain't seen Young Miami respond yet, but I'm interested to see how this come back. All right, how do we tap in on this, Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault, because you didn't wake up the brain. You gotta feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. 45 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 80. Y'all know what it is. It's a Who You Want Smoke With Monday. Let's get to it. Who you want that smoke with this Monday?
Want the smoke. Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke. Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke.
Hey, you got it on your mind, let it off, man. Get it off your chest. We know you let it build up. You let it build up and build up, and then it, boom, it explode. But nah, man, get it off your chest. Who you want to smoke with on this Monday?
Good morning.
Who you want to smoke with, baby?
I want to smoke with everybody, No Limit.
Why you want to smoke with everybody? What's wrong? Why you fighting? Why you mad at everybody?
Is, I just don't like people no more. These people in this universe, like, baby, I just want to smoke with everybody.
Well, I'm going to need you to chill out, because you got somebody out here love you. I don't know who it is, but somebody love you.
We don't want no smoke with you, baby.
Yeah, we love you.
I know that. I don't want no smoke with y'all. I need No Limit and Jessica. want no smoke with y'all. Or Burpee, I don't want no smoke with you neither.
Okay. Well, you said everybody. I thought we was cluing
right.
in everybody.
I was just being sure.
Nah, you know I love y'all, though. I can't fall out with my good people. It's just the ones that I don't like, the negative people.
Okay, well, baby, you hold it down, all right?
And can I give a shout-out to my homegirl while she listening this morning?
Go ahead, do your thing.
I want to give a shout-out to Audra Parker, baby. This is for you. May your day be blessed and productive, boo. I love you.
Oh, that's what's up. Thank you, baby. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. Who you want to smoke with on this Monday?
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 550 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Monday inside the Madhouse. Who you want to smoke with?
No smoke, no smoke. You need it, don't want it. No smoke, no smoke. You need it, don't want it.
Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the smoke? Who want the who? Want the who? Want the smoke?
Daddy, good morning. Who you want to smoke with on this Monday?
I said, you know, I'm from the west side of Salisbury, so every since that's the home of Stunner for Vegas. Every since Stunner made it, a lot of these rappers have been caps at an all-time high right now. So I got smoked with all the cap rappers. I'm an artist myself, you know what I mean? Like, IG Brazy Braze, Brazy Braze on all social media, you feel me? But we really putting this Rich Wayne on the map, bro. All the cap rappers in my city, though, I want them gone, man. I need it.
So you got smoke with all the cap rappers down in Salisbury?
Yeah, well, all the cap rappers in Salisbury.
All right, man. Well,
you know who's running the city, man.
Well, I appreciate the call tapping in this morning, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Power 98 WPET, good morning. Who you want to smoke with on this Monday?
What's up, man? It's Big Trago. I want to smoke with all my North Carolina rappers, all the cap rappers. Everybody say they doing something. They ain't really doing nothing. I'm out on a $100,000 bond right now. I'm trying to see who want to smoke and who ain't got it. If you bought it, then talk to me. It's Big Trago, BIGTRAEGO. You know, that's my Instagram. I want all the smoke with everybody, anybody who wants.
You
out
said
of Monroe, North Carolina.
Big Trago out of Monroe.
Yeah, Monroe, North Carolina. Shout out to my gang, RTS and Quaker Moore, High Class Quaker. We trying to put the city on from the rapping, the singing, anything, you know. We trap soul out here. We trying to do it all. We trying to do it big.
Down in the row.
Yeah, Monroe, North Carolina, Monkey Row.
Monkey Row. Y'all hold it down, boy. Appreciate you this morning.
Already.
A lot of people want some up with some cap rappers this morning, Burton Joe.
What?
Okay.
All of them.
That's what y'all got going on in the rap game. I want to smoke with all the folk who thought Mr. Ronald Asley, a.k.a. Mr. Big, wasn't going to do that R. Kelly song last night. Y'all know good in hell Mr. Big was going to be Mr. Big last night. You already knew that. If you was pulling up to the Versus battle last night and you thought that Mr. Ron Asley, a.k.a. Mr. Big, wasn't going to do the R. Kelly song. Yeah, I want to smoke with you. You already know he was going to do that. You knew he was going to do that. Why wouldn't? Mr. R. Kelly recreated that man and gave him a whole new nickname. Mr. Biggs. You know he had to do that one for the culture. Mm. I mean, a lot of people mad, but I'm just saying. Y'all knew he was going to do that.
Hey,
so,
hey,
you know why they mad, Bert.
Stupid.
You know, I ain't going to say that, but, you know, it is what it is. You want to smoke with anybody this morning? You good?
I ain't got no smoke with nobody today.
Jessica, you got no smoke with anybody?
Nope. Love and light over here.
Love and light. I like it. All right. Coming up around the corner, we're going to let y'all shine. You know how it goes down inside the Madhouse. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. If you got somebody you need to let shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
All right, man, I got somebody I need to let shine. I need to let all my people that came out over the weekend, man, that I ran into, that came out to the Easter egg hunt on Saturday, over at the church off of Batesford Road, 2600 Newland Road, the Cosmopolitan Community Church, came out for the kids, man. Let them shine and let everybody down in Blackstock I ran into at the Cooler Fest. Let all them shine, man. Jazzo, It's a female rapper named Jazzo from Charlotte. Boy, they told her to bring it back. You know how they be like, nah, you gotta run that back. You gotta do that again. They told her to run hers back twice. What's up, Jazzo? Let Jazzo shine this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Can you be a blah, shut up, trouble, shut up, be nice, shut up, missing another shut up, did you try to shut up, did you age shut up, did you raise shut up, missing another shut up?
We got you. We got you. How you doing this morning, Ahmad?
I'm in class.
Yeah, what you want to hear, Ahmad?
You better, the B.I.S. Cash, go baby, the remix.
Is it B.I.S. Cash?
Can you
I got you. B.I.S. Cash out the Hickory from Ahmad Johnson. Got you, Ahmad. Ahmad, man, that's not what he called. He's a good kid. That's a good kid right there. All right, coming up beside New Living Larry and the boy, the Madhouse, Miss Justin's got your nosy neighbor news dropping at 7:24. And of course, the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad, is dropping at 7:40.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
It's the nosy neighbor news, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I've got your nosy neighbor news. Fans are planning something special for DMX. Got details about what it is and when it's going down. Takeoff received some good news. And a rapper just made history on YouTube. Who is it?
Rapper made history on YouTube. If it had to be somebody, I had to go with Soulja Boy. Soulja, Big Draco.
Eminem.
Okay. Well, find out who it is. I'm going to let you know coming up in your nosy neighbor news next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie,
what the hell is going on? What's going on here? What the hell is going on? What's going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, April 5th. A prayer vigil is scheduled for DMX outside of the New York hospital where he remains in ICU over the weekend. The rapper's 15 children flew to the hospital to be by his side, and footage from his ex-wife was shared on social media and showing crowds of people praying and playing his music outside of the hospital. Nicki Minaj has shattered yet another record. The rapper's Anaconda video has officially hit 1 billion views on YouTube. That makes Nicki the first ever female rapper to hit this milestone. She also has 5 other YouTube videos that have passed the million view threshold. Anaconda first came out in 2014. Boosie and Instagram, you know they have a love-hate relationship. He's known for posting some questionable material and some hilarious stuff. Well, his latest video is the latter. The rapper hopped on Instagram to share a story about a time where he was mistaken for Flavor Flav. He angrily tells the story and explains that he ended the encounter by quickly correcting the woman. He also says, Flavor Flav, you can never mess with me, man. Now, Flavor Flav must have gotten wind of the story, and he made an Instagram post of his own. If you all want to see it, it's up on our website, power98fm.com. Takeoff received some good news. Last August, news broke that the rapper was involved in a sexual assault lawsuit. Well, he has officially been cleared in the case due to lack of evidence. The woman claimed that the incident took place at a house party in L.A. Takeoff always maintained his innocence. Now, even though he was cleared on all criminal charges, He still faces a civil suit from the alleged victim. A lot of celebrity birthdays today. Happy birthday to Pharrell, Juicy J, B. Simone, Booker T. Washington, and Sterling K. Brown. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. DMX's situation is so sad. The Rough Riders also came out there and, you know, they've been outside the hospital and everything praying, but this whole situation is just, you know, sad for DMX. Like I said earlier, he was the first celebrity that I met when I got in the radio, so, you know, near and dear to my heart. And actually, the last time he was here, he performed for the All-Star Weekend. Back in 2019, so come on, D, you got pulled through, big homie. Mooski right there. It's called Track Star 740. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Yep, hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Power 98. We want you to nominate a healthcare worker for a chance to win restaurant gift cards. Carolina's all in to give back to our frontline workers. If you'd like to donate gift cards, log on to power98fm.com for more details. It's being brought to you by Acosta Heating and Cooling and Lake Norman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So nominate them healthcare workers, man, because they've been doing it big during this whole pandemic, putting themselves on the front line for us. So definitely salute to them. All right, today, Larry is mad at this lady. I went to a boxing match about a week ago. Right? About a week ago, I went to a boxing match down in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And shout out to Lady Tapia. She beat the brakes off this lady. And when I say she beat the brakes off, how you come to a boxing match with a wig on? Like, how you playing the box with a wig on? Like, your wig ain't gonna get knocked off. And that's exactly what happened. Lady Tapia knocked this lady wig off. I'm talking about the lady is in there. She got a wig knocked crooked. She trying to hold her wig and box with the other hand. Like, what would make you come in the boxing ring with this type of wig on? And then it got so bad at one point that the referee actually helped put the lady wig back on. The fight was over. And this all took place in less than 1 minute because the fight was over in like 52 seconds. Listen. Don't nobody, man, woman, child, go to no boxing match with no damn wig on and you trying to fight a professional boxer. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. Ain't nowhere in the hell. Hashtag and Lady Tapia, you shouldn't have did that girl like that. You shouldn't have did her like that. Damn. It's y'all fault. Hashtag Larry Mad.
No limit, Larry.
Hello, Larry. The Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Salute to Incognito Boy. Get y'all that DMX mix this morning. You know, DMX still in the hospital after suffering a heart attack over the weekend. And, yeah, man, he's trying to pull through. He's a lot of Rough Riders have posted up outside of his hotel. A lot of folks are, as Jessica told you earlier, are planning a candlelight visual up there. Well, not a candlelight, but like a praying circle for DMX. Up there at the hospital. So salute to him. Thank you, Incog, for that mix this morning. You know how it goes down. And now it is time to get Burpee Stoss.
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Larry.
What?
Jessica. It's a Make Love Monday.
I'll be forgetting.
It's every Monday.
I know.
See, don't think nasty, Larry. Don't think nasty. Cause
making
not,
love ain't nasty.
I'm talking about your mind being in the gutter. It ain't all about what you think.
It ain't the gutter.
Shut up and listen to what I got to say.
Good of him.
You got to pay attention. You got to see if they love you. Test them, Larry and Jessica. Test your significant other. See if they love you. First test. Go in the bathroom. Sit down in the bathroom, on the toilet that is. Handle your business, but then call your significant other in there with you and say, hey, I want to talk. if they come in there and they talk to you, guess what? They love you, Jessica. Yours look like it stink a little bit.
Mine.
Larry.
So stupid.
This is another test. Take her to the strip club with you, Larry. If she see how much fun you having in the strip club and ask you if you want to bring one of them home with you, guess what, Larry? She love you. Keep her. She's a keeper. Ladies, if he helped shave that little hard part on your heel of your foot, that little part that be more ashy than the other part of your foot, keep him. He love you. Any man that's willing to put them little shavings in his hand and throw it away, the little part that look like mozzarella cheese. Ladies, last but not least, if he helped paint your nails and they actually look good after he do it, question him a little bit. I don't know if he put a little too much effort and time into that. Because a real one going to have little blots in the paint, and it's going to be thick on one finger and not enough on the other finger. But if they even, and if he asks you about acrylic.
Yeah, sign it.
Get out of there.
And those the Burberry thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, a new trailer for Space Jam, A New Legacy, dropped over the weekend. And the film follows LeBron James and his tech-savvy son, Dom, trapped in a serververse at the hands of a humanoid named Al G. Rhythm, who is played by Don Cheadle. Expect cameos from NBA stars like Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and more. Director Malcolm D. Lee says that the sequel is better than the 1996 original movie. Now, you know, Space Jam, A New Legacy is going to hit theaters and begin streaming on HBO Max on July 16th. If you all want to see the trailer, it is up on our website, power98fm.com. Have y'all had a chance to catch it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Yeah.
It does look good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be dope.
Yeah, so like I said, if you haven't seen it, power98fm.com has the full trailer. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
No Living Larry, the Water Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Coming up, Miss Jessica's got it for you. We call it Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. She got another court case for y'all when we come back. It's the plug.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault because you didn't wake up the brain. You gotta feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today we have...
I just had to get that
one
out.
More outburst like that.
I'm sorry.
And you'll be out of my courtroom.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. You starting a little early today, sir.
I had the DMX in me. You know what I mean? I had to get it out.
All right. You done?
One time. I'm good.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. You are the jury. I'm going to read you our letter for today. And this comes from a guy. Looks like he needs a little bit of help. It says, Judge Jess, I'm getting married next year and the drama has already started. My fiance selected her bridal party and she didn't ask my little sister to be a bridesmaid. Now, my wife and my sister have never really been close. There's no beef or anything like that. They just enjoy different things in life. And the problem isn't even really with my sister. It's my parents. They're upset with my fiance and want me to force her to include my sister. They said it's your wedding too and your family should be included. Now, I spoke to my fiance about it, but she says that she wants her closest friends and family standing next to her. She was like, we can include your sister as an usher or something else, but this isn't your parents' wedding. It's ours. I'm torn. On one hand, it's my parents and my little sister. And on the other hand, it's my soon to be wife. So who is wrong in this situation? Is it the parents and the sister? Or is it the soon to be wife? 570-WPEG. We would love to hear from you. You're the jury. You chime in on this case.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Ms. Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. If you missed today's letter, it reads, Judge Jess, I'm getting married next year and the drama has already started. My fiance selected her bridal party and she didn't ask my little sister to be a bridesmaid. Now my wife and my sister have never really been close. There's no beef or anything like that. They just enjoy different things in life. The problem really isn't even my sister. It's my parents. They're upset with my fiance and want me to force her to include my sister. They said it's your wedding too, and your family should be included. Now, I spoke to my fiance about it, but she says she wants her closest friends and family standing next to her. She was like, we can include her as an usher or something else, but this isn't my parents' wedding. It's ours. I'm torn. On one hand, it's my parents and my little sister. On the other hand, it is my soon-to-be wife. So, we are asking you, who is guilty? Is it the parents and the sister? Or is it the soon-to-be wife? Power 98, good morning. What you got on this case?
Well, I just personally feel that it's the wife choice if the sister's going to be on because, you know, matron of honor, maid of honor, bridesmaid, whatever, whatever. First of all, I think it should be the wife's decision if they should have the sister on or not, because at the end of the day, yes, it's the man getting married, whatever, whatever, but it's the biggest day for the female. So I'm with the bride. I think she should make that decision.
All right. We got you. Thank you. Bower 98, good morning. Who is guilty? Is it the parents or is it the soon-to-be wife?
I would say more so the parents, because that's that lady's wedding. If she want all her close friends and family there beside her, nothing's wrong with that. That's her wedding. And, you know, he has a chance to pick his groomsmen. That's like her forcing him to let her brother be a part, to make her brother be a part of their wedding. It's their wedding. It's their day. It should go how she wanted.
All right. We got you. Thank you.
That was a contradictory statement.
Power 98, good morning. Who you got? Who's guilty?
The damn parents.
Oh, aggressive.
Why you say that?
I'm a married woman myself, and I told my husband, so I said his mama going to sit there and look cute. She gets no decisions in my wedding. So, your mama don't get no decisions in that girl's wedding either. And if the husband go along with it, he's a damn fool and I'll walk out.
All right, we got you. Thank you.
He still married?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Bert, right.
I wish you would tell my mama sit down and look cute.
And what you going to do, Bert?
It ain't going to be no wedding on that day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Look cute, my mama. I
wish. What you got on it? Give us a call, 570-WPEG. You are the jury. Who is guilty? Is it the parents and the sister, or is it the soon-to-be wife?
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Good morning. Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. If you missed today's letter, it reads a little bit like this. Dear Judge Jess, I'm getting married next year and the drama has already started. My fiance selected her bridal party and she didn't ask my little sister to be a bridesmaid. Now, my wife and my sister have never really been close. There's no beef or anything like that. They just enjoy different things in life. Now, the problem isn't even really my sister. It's my parents. They're upset with my fiance and want me to force her to include my sister. They said it's your wedding too and your family should be included. I spoke to my fiance about it and she says she wants her closest friends and family standing next to her. She was like, we can include her as an usher or something else, but this isn't my parents' wedding. It's ours. Now I'm torn. On one hand, it's my parents and my little sister. And on the other hand, it's my soon to be wife. Who is guilty? The parents or the wife?
I just had to chime in because of everything that everybody's saying. First of all, let me say this. It is both of their weddings. What they should do is, what when my wife did was she was able to pick two people on my groomsman's side, and I was able to pick two people on the wife's side. It's a compromise. If they start off this way, they headed for trouble. Yeah, I have a blessed
That's
wonderful
a great
day.
Great answer.
That's a smart man right there. He
That's
said
a
the key
great
word.
Answer.
Compromise.
Bro, I cannot believe it. I really cannot believe that these people on here talking crazy like this.
Talking crazy.
Let me ask you a question.
What's
is
happening?
Also a compromise. The guy says in here that his wife says she can still be in the wedding, no. Just not as a bridesmaid.
You ain't hearing what I'm saying.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying. That's also a form of a compromise. Like, your sister can still be in the wedding. She just doesn't get to be a bridesmaid.
It's happy spouse, happy house.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. There you go.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Happy spouse, happy. You better talk this morning.
But what
about
the other compromise? You have not answered the question. What about the other compromise?
If this is something that's going to be a problem for them in the beginning, they're going to have problems all the time. I mean, because evidently, it's going to cause a tiff between families.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, like, this guy ain't even worried about it. The husband ain't even worried about it. It's the parents that are putting him in this predicament.
He worried about it.
The husband.
He's worried about it.
Huh?
He's worried about it.
He's only worried about it because his parents are putting him in this predicament.
Right.
When she was selecting her bridesmaids, he didn't have anything to say. Now his parents are stepping in there and causing this conflict.
And now my mom and dad brought it up. I feel it's the issue. So this issue needs to be resolved.
Thank you.
Yep.
We already had black men go through enough, man. Y'all ain't getting it.
Talk your talk.
You know what I'm saying? That's his hook.
Thank you.
Y'all, they tripping.
So are you saying that the wife is guilty?
They all guilty. Everybody should take responsibility. The parents, the sister, the wife, and the
You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one.
Oh, well, she guilty.
All right. We got you. Thank you.
Baby.
Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty?
Well, I think it's not a matter of finger pointing on either side. I just
That's how the courtroom goes. You got to pick. You got to pick one.
Well, I just think that if we're gonna go that way with it, I think that the wife to be is guilty. Here's why. Because the thing is, if she's gonna have that lack of consideration for this man's family, then I just feel like this right here as a male. Warning goes before destruction. And if she has that lack of regard for his family, I understand that it's her day. And you know, with me being married for over 22 years, I just, the thing that I see is here, if she has this lack of regard for his family now, as it pertains to the wedding, I think that going forward in their union, I think that it's going to cause issues going forward because whenever there's an issue that involves his family, there's going to be a lack of consideration, and it's going to cause a friction between the two where it makes put him in a position where he feels like he has to now choose between his wife or his family.
All right,
and that's
the
worst thing you could do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Judge cut the man off. The man was talking.
No. go on now, Larry. Don't do that. You know what happened.
I was listening. The man was stuck.
You know what's going on. Don't do that. All right, go ahead, Larry.
No, Burp, go ahead. I'm going to defer to Burp this time.
The man is in a predicament.
Along like the other dude.
Shut up. He's in a predicament because he doesn't want to have to choose between his family and his wife. No man does. But in the same breath, there's no animosity with the little girl that the wife has. She just didn't happen to choose her. So I would say that the parents are guilty because they are the ones who intervened and they didn't need to. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to. So I'm saying the parents are guilty.
100% the wife is guilty. The wife to be is guilty. I'm tired of y'all calling in here talking about this her day. This is our day.
You have to stick to the letter. There was nobody that ever said it in the letter.
Said what?
That this was their day.
The people that, the witnesses said that was their day.
But the letter, the evidence.
Okay. I'm the evidence, according to the letter, said, still the wife is 100% guilty. You know what I mean? The man done put up $50 million to have
Larry,
you.
Larry, this letter ain't say nothing about no money.
Well, we know that the man pays for most of the wedding. We know that for a fact.
Who says that, Larry?
We know that for a fact. Burpee, did you pay for your wedding? Oh, you ain't had one. Never mind.
And the justice of the peace.
Never mind, Your Honor. I'm still 100% the wife is guilty. You got to compromise. And like you said, according to the letter, there's no beef. So why not let her be a part, because she is his family? A marriage is a union between two people, including their families. You are bonding and bringing together two families. That man's sister is a part of his family. So why not let his sister be a part of it, especially if it's no beef? And if it's not going to hurt nothing, you still can have your closest friends. Isn't that what the letter said? Mm-hmm. She want to have her closest friends mm-hmm. and relatives beside her. You can still arrange that and still make your sister a bridesmaid or whatever. So to me, the wife is 1,000% guilty.
In my opinion, the parents are definitely wrong in this situation. You know, the wife didn't seem, it wasn't seem like she was just being outlandish and difficult or anything like that. She's like, no, look, I want my closest friend standing next to me on my special day. And basically, you know, like, it's just that I don't even talk like that. And he admitted that. The other thing is that nobody is pointing out the fact that if this happens, then you open up the door for your parents to step into your marriage and insert themselves
that
anytime.
Wasn't in the letter, though, Judge. That wasn't in the letter,
let
though,
me
Judge.
Finish my statement. When you sit up there and you allow your parents are the one that brought this up, is their feeling. He said, you know, this ain't even really my sister. This is my parents. So now I'm giving my parents what they want. You open up the door for that to continue throughout your relationship. This is a decision that needs to be made within your marriage, because it is your marriage. So I think the parents are 100% wrong for even putting their child in this predicament and trying to step into this marriage. And according to the nosy neighbors, they agree the parents are guilty.
Y'all are all dumb today.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse. Case closed.
Both the parents are guilty in this one. Hey, listen, if you have a case that you want heard in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, email me, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has two D's. Or you can DM me at Hey Miss Jessica on social media.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Okay, big homie. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
Josh.
What up, Josh?
Hi, Josh.
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Josh, if you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
All right,
bruh.
All right, we actually playing the hood black Jeopardy way. We give you the answer, and you give us the question, all right?
All right.
You got three categories to choose from. Jessica, what's your category?
Celebrity couples.
Burp.
What we really mean is.
And mine is in the movie. What category do you want to roll with, Josh?
In the movie.
In the movie. In the movie. Black Panther. This was the name of the metal that gave power to the country of Wakanda.
What is vibranium?
Vibranium.
Vibranium.
Thank you to the person helping in the background. But yeah, they got it right. You got it right. All right. You can either stay in the same category or you can get another one.
Same category.
All right. In the movie. In the movie. In the movie, Drumline, Nick Cannon's character said he did this to the end of his audition.
I have no clue.
Ask your lifeline back there.
Yeah, yeah, your lifeline don't know?
No.
No.
All right, you got one last chance. You can stay in the same category. You can pick another.
Same category.
All right. In the movie. movie. In the movie, Boys in the Hood, this was Ice Cube's character name.
What is Dope Boy?
What is Dope Boy? You got it, big dog. You black smart today, big homie!
You win.
Alright, we got let me see if I got a duffel bag. I think I got a duffel bag for you today, big dog.
Alright, what's up?
I'm gonna give you this dope duffel bag courtesy of Dope Duffel. You know they got a brand new location in Concord, and you know they got apparel and everything. What station hooking you up, big homie?
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in the deal. It go
down. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We drop your Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. Play your own responses back at 9:25. Miss Jessica, what we got?
Today the question was, what celebrities would you like to see date each other?
All right, so I got two for the baby. One was for, Aaron Music said, I think the baby and Rihanna would make a good couple. And, Shell Bell said, I think the baby and Megan Thee Stallion would make a good couple. They always making music together. They both talk nasty, so I think they would make a good couple together.
Let's see. Simone the Black Stallion 38 says, Ray J and Kim Kardashian. both of their marriages are in shambles anyway. And AJS 1988-1208 says Shaq and Lisa Ann. I don't know who Lisa Ann is.
I don't know. I look up Lisa Ann.
I don't know who Lisa Ann
is. That might be somebody they know in their family or something.
I don't know.
I don't know who Lisa Ann is.
Sydney is funny said Steve Harvey and whoever his next wife will be.
Oh, the shade. The shade.
My friends are horrible. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, all right. You know, if you got it on your mic, let it off the Madhouse voicemail/hotline is always open. 704-227-8780.
This is Mr. Superstar. Hell, man, prayers go out to my man DMX. Come on, Earl. Come on, baby. And shout out to my man Roy Cooper for opening up Charlotte, America, but keeping the mask mandate. People, that means you gotta wear a damn mask when you come out the house. This weekend, I'm at Lowe's. I don't see 1,000 people with no damn mask on. Like, Corona's is not here. And Lord, I swear to God, if I hear or see one more person cough and don't cover their mouth, I'ma bust them in their damn mouth. Look here, once again, Corona's is still out here. And one more shout out to my man, Roy Williams. And I know one thing. We better keep that coaching staff in the Carolina family. Hubert Davis, Jerry Stackhouse, some damn body. Ying, 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 ying.
Yeah, man, I think they need to go get my man, too, Shay Jeff McGinnis, go up there and coach. Mm-hmm. Former Carolina alum, doing his thing real big on the high school circuit. He's able to recruit. He's able to bring in top recruits. I think Touche would make a great.
Didn't he just win Coach of the Year?
He just won Coach of the Year. Yeah. So, and you know, he's won Coach of the Year several different times on the AAU circuit. I'm just saying, I think it would make sense to me. Hey, that's all I'm saying. That's what we got.
You know how them good old boys.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Has Carolina ever had a black coach?
Nope.
Carolina Tigers ain't never had a black coach, have they? Duke either, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
What's going on here? What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, April 5th. A prayer vigil is scheduled for DMX outside of the New York hospital, where he remains in ICU over the weekend. His children flew to the hospital to be by his side, and footage from his ex-wife was shared on social media, showing crowds of people that were praying and playing his music outside of the hospital. So prayers up for DMX. Now, if you do not know, you haven't heard, he was admitted to the hospital on Friday following a heart attack that was caused by a drug overdose. You know, the rapper has had a history of substance abuse over the years. He's been trying, going to rehab and things of that nature. So just prayers up for him. in this whole situation that he makes it through.
Yeah, man, that's a demon he's fighting. He's been fighting that demon for a long time, you know. It's caused him a lot of strain and a lot of trouble throughout his life. And, you know, we just hope DMX get up from this.
Nicki Minaj has shattered yet another record. Her song, her video for Anaconda has officially hit 1 billion, would it be, views on YouTube. That makes Nicki the first ever female rapper to hit that milestone. She also has 5 other YouTube videos that have passed the million view threshold. Anaconda first came out in 2014, so congratulations to Nicki Minaj.
All right, Nicki done hit that beat, Ma.
That's dope.
You know, one of the,
dope.
I pulled up Baby Shark, to do. It's got like 8, 9, like 16 billion views. It's like one of the most viewed videos on YouTube. That's crazy.
That does not surprise me. And there's this new one that the kids love now, Coco Melon. I believe it's Coco Melon.
My nephew, he is crazy.
The minute kids hear it, they go crazy behind this song. So, yeah, everybody is talking about that as well. Boosie and Instagram, you know, they have a love-hate relationship. He's known for posting some questionable things and some hilarious things. In his latest video is the latter. The rapper hopped on Instagram to share a story about a time when a woman in an airport mistakenly identified him as Flava Flav. Now, this video is very hilarious because he was not happy. He was not happy about this encounter. Well, Flava Flav saw the video and he responded himself. So you all can check out his response to Boosie's video on our website, power98fm.com. Happy birthday to Pharrell, Juicy J, B. Simone, Booker T. Washington, and Sterling K. Brown. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.